Our gospel reading today is one that is very popular for funerals, and with good reason. It's a reading that gives mourners, those who have gathered for the funeral, a sense of peace that their loved ones, that their family, their friends, their colleagues, whoever it is that they have gathered to pray for at this funeral, gives them a sense that they are at rest in our Lord, rest in eternal life. But it also gives them hope, that the mourners hope, that they too will one day enter into eternal life and have that rest promised by our Lord. And for good reason. I mean, this is a reading that should bring us hope. It should, despite our labors and our burdens of life, that there will be peace someday, that someday our Lord will lift those burdens, lift those labors from our shoulders, and will lead us to a place of peace and rest. In fact, those who are the most heavenly burdened among us, those among us who life seems to be burdening them one thing after another, and I think we all know people like that, who it seems like they have an unfair number of the burdens, that they will truly need this message of hope, this message that one day it will be better, that all those burdens that they seem to be constantly be laden with will be lifted, and that it will give them the hope that they will keep carrying on through this life, through all those burdens, into the eternal life. As St. Paul tells us, if the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his spirit that dwells in you. We need to trust in that promise. We need to trust in that promise by St. Paul that we truly will be raised just as Jesus was, and that should lead us to rejoice heartily and shout for joy, as the first reading tells us, because our Lord truly shall proclaim peace to the nations. Now, this peace that our Lord promises isn't merely an absence of war between the nations. I think we think of peace as there's just not any active fighting going on, but it is a true desire on the part of all humanity for the good of others. That is the true peace that we should be seeking. Not merely an end to fighting, but true good for others. So that is the peace that our Lord promises us, and that we will seek the rest that he promises us. Now, this promise of peace, though, this promise of rest that our Lord has given us, is not without some burdens. As our Lord says, my yoke is easy, my burden light. You know, the spiritual life is something that must be sought. To enter into this rest, we must seek our Lord and seek to live as he wants us to live. We can't just put our spiritual life on cruise control. We can't just allow it to go on its own and not expect any kind of demands against us. As St. Paul tells us, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. There are things in our lives that are deeds of the body. They're the desires of the flesh. And we need to end those. Well, what are some of those? Well, one example that comes to mind immediately, because it's been in the news so much over the last couple of years, is so-called same-sex marriage and homosexual acts. That's, of course, it's in the news because of states such as California and New York, most recently New York, working to legalize it, that the state would recognize marriage between men or marriage between women. But we could tack onto that as well premarital sex and cohabitation, which truly, in the eyes of God, is very similar, the very similar sins, misunderstanding of human sexuality. Of course, other deeds of the flesh are pride and selfishness, the pride and the selfishness that we all contain, and then vanity and gossip that we engage in on so frequently and so easily. But of course, we are called to put to death these deeds of the body, these deeds of the flesh. You know, one thing we can do is understand and live proper understanding of marriage and sexuality. Understand what sexuality is about, what marriage is about, and to live that in our lives, in our state of life. You know, and that sexuality is good in its proper context, but is sinful in other contexts. We can have humility and be self-giving, which of course is the opposite of pride and selfishness. You know, that we can seek to help others and seek their well-being instead of tearing them down through gossip and seeking to put the focus on ourselves through our vanity, through our pride. Now, this isn't easy. The spiritual life is never easy. That's why our Lord called it his yoke. Of course, we know, especially living in a rural community, what yokes are about. They're how burdens are made easier, but they're still a burden. We need to seek to put to death the things of the flesh and live according to the Spirit, as St. Paul challenges us. Again, not an easy task, but something we are all called to do. And if we are willing to do this, if we are truly willing to live the spiritual life as our Lord commands, may we have the rest that our Lord promises.